This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman and you'll get a $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662. Or tryzonanow.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today I'm going to share with you some thoughts on a very, very fascinating article that appeared in a medical journal about thyroid medication. Thyroid medication that is commonly used to treat the condition of low thyroid or hypothyroidism. And the take-home message from that study, which appeared in the October 6th Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, it's a very mainstream endocrinology journal, is that a very high percentage of people taking thyroid medication, that is, according to conventional guidelines, testing using the tests that endocrinologists stipulate you should use, and using the medication, that is, the mainstream medication, that's synthetic thyroid, Synthroid or L-thyroxine or levothyroxine, as it's variously known by, according to this study, a lot of these people are left high and dry. They feel lousy, even though their tests are normal and they're on supposedly, and I'm putting this into quotation marks, the right thyroid. It says here in a summary of the article, about 15% of the 10 to 12 million people in the United States with hypothyroidism or an underactive thyroid continue to feel sick despite following the standard of care recommended by the American Thyroid Association. Physicians routinely prescribe levothyroxine or Synthroid, that's a synthetic thyroid hormone, adjusting the dose until blood levels of TSH stabilize. More on that recently. It seems appropriate that we're talking about thyroid. I just thought about this today because I just got back from visiting the country of Belgium, which it turns out is actually the birthplace of modern thyroid therapy. Back in the late 19th century, in the 1890s, a doctor named Eugene Hertog, that's a good Flemish name, Dutch influence in certain parts of Belgium, sort of evenly divided between the French influence and the Dutch influence. He lived in Antwerp, and he published a series of very dramatic photographs, portraits of patients before and after receiving natural thyroid extract. This was something that they concocted in those days, from pig thyroid, which actually is still available in modern form today in the form of medications like natural desiccated thyroid or armor thyroid. These are essentially animal-derived thyroids that are, in my opinion, these natural thyroids are superior to their modern so-called more advanced replacements, the synthetic thyroid that only contains T4. More on that later. Eugene Hertog was from Antwerp, as I said. His son Jacques Hertog carried on the work, and we still have a guy in Brussels, Thierry Hertog, who continues in the tradition of his grandfather and his father and uncle to practice an innovative form of endocrinology. Okay, that's a little bit of a travelogue sideline. But I wrote an article back in early 2015, which is entitled, Why Doctors Seem to Never Get Your Thyroid Right. And in it, I summarized a little email that I got from a, I don't know whether it's a listener or a patient. Dear Dr. Hoffman, for years I felt great on natural armor thyroid. Then my insurance plan changed, and I had to go see a new endocrinologist. She told me that armor thyroid was old-fashioned and dangerous, and switched me to Synthroid. Since then, I've never been the same. I have constant brain fog. I've gained 20 pounds with no change in diet, and I hate going out in the cold. I didn't used to. My skin is dry, and my hair is falling out in clumps. I'm always constipated. My periods are very heavy, and my PMS is through the roof. My endo has tried different doses of Synthroid on me, but to no avail. She says she doesn't want to give me too much because the tests indicate I'm in perfect range. She suggests that maybe I'm stressed and should go and talk to someone, i.e. a shrink. Signed, EP. And, okay, that's a very, very common plight. And the article which I'm talking about today addresses this dead on. And as I said, it suggests that a fairly high percentage of the people who have low thyroid or getting medication don't feel well despite normal tests. So yeah, here's the problem is that the endocrinology establishment has a set of rules. They're sort of hidebound traditions and guidelines that stipulate that old-fashioned thyroid is inferior to modern synthetic thyroid. They have a position paper, which I believe is still in effect. It's from 2012, which says, quote, there are no controlled trials supporting the preferred use of desiccated thyroid, armor, over L-thyroxine, Synthroid, in the treatment of hypothyroidism or any other thyroid disease. That's the official position of the American Thyroid Association clinical practice guidelines for treating hypothyroidisms. They say they give you the rule book as a doctor and you're supposed to follow it. You know, they're a very monolithic organization and you can't step outside the chalk lines on their recommendations. But what this new study from Rush University Medical Center in Chicago states is that a lot of patients getting synthetic thyroid, even though their tests are normal, they don't feel well. And they also have some other disturbing problems. So, for example, they say that individuals on levothyroxine who had normal TSH levels, in other words, they were treated appropriately according to the guidelines, more on TSH in a moment, they were significantly more likely to be taking antidepressants than peers with normal thyroid function. That's kind of funny because here's a situation in that letter or that email where the patient was told, hey, you don't feel well, next stop, you know, go to a psychiatrist because if you're not feeling well, you need, you know, you're probably depressed. Hey, come on, you know, these women who keep complaining, middle-aged women, they're bored, they're depressed. Okay, they need to see the shrink and take an antidepressant. Well, it turns out, no, because their depression is due to their lower energy levels in the brain due to inadequate thyroid stimulation. They also found in this Rush University study, Rush Medical School study, the individuals taking thyroid medication were also less physically active, suggesting lower energy levels. So you get in a double bind, you know, when you're hypothyroid, you just don't feel like doing anything. You get cold when you go outside, you shun the elements, and you have less energy. And then, you know, it's a vicious cycle. You end up putting on the pounds, you become deconditioned, more depressed. And they weighed about 10 pounds more than peers of the same height, even though they consume fewer calories. So they're, you know, they're not pigging out. Their metabolism is just too slow. Even though the tests say it's A-okay, you're fine. It's just your imagination that you're having these symptoms. Plus, according to the study, they were more likely to be using beta blockers. And why might they be using beta blockers? Well, that's a drug frequently prescribed to lower blood pressure. And certainly, when you gain pounds, you are more prone to insulin resistance. And a feature of insulin resistance is hypertension. Also, it's been found that when patients are correctly put on thyroid medication, it lowers their risk of heart disease. Well, it turns out that these patients were more likely to be on statins to reduce their cholesterol levels than people not taking thyroid medication with normal thyroids. So whatever they were getting, even though the tests were okay and they were on, quote, the right therapy, they weren't doing well. And so one of the authors of this study, who is an immediate past president of the American Thyroid Association and a professor of medicine at Rush and an expert on thyroid disorders. Actually, this guy's kind of cool because he's sympathetic with the plight of many patients. You know, there's a lot of patient activism in the thyroid community. Many people are just plain upset and angry at the endocrinology establishment that they won't consider out-of-the-box solutions to thyroid problems using either natural thyroid, which is an extract of animal thyroid, or combinations of T4 and T3. See, Synthroid is just a T4, and T4 in some people does not convert well into the active body-ready form of thyroid, which is T3. There's necessary conversion there. So giving T4, while it's said to have some advantages because there's a slowed conversion of T4 to T3, which makes it less dangerous, less likely to cause heart palpitations, less likely to push patients past the point of optimal thyroid. But it doesn't deliver the kind of thyroid, the T3, that is necessary for a cellular metabolism in all the cells of the body. That's where the activity of thyroid manifests, and it's through T3, not T4. So there must be a T4 to T3 conversion. So anyway, this guy, Dr. Bianco, who is a big shot in the thyroid establishment, says, quote, "These findings correlate with what patients have been telling us." He says, "This study documents for the first time in an unbiased fashion that patients on levothyroxine feel worse and are much less active than control patients," in other words, patients who don't take thyroid, have normal thyroids, "exhibiting objective cardiometabolic abnormalities." That's important because cardiometabolic abnormalities go beyond just not feeling good. They put patients at risk for diabetes, hypertension, and eventual cardiovascular disease. So they exhibit objective cardiometabolic abnormalities despite having normal TSH levels. So he also says that the thyroid affects the brain. "Your brain turns off," says Dr. Bianco. "Patients are tired, sleepy, and might experience feelings of depression. If not treated, they might slow down dramatically and go into a sleep state and eventually into a coma." Okay, well, we're not usually talking about that. That is, vastly undertreated thyroid. But let's take a look at what the TSH is and what are some of the problems associated with using the TSH to measure response to thyroid, okay? TSH, a little thyroid physiology here, if you'll bear with me, and you can read about it in some articles that I've written at drhoffman.com if you want to go into detail. I will publish an article with a link to a previous article in this week's newsletter, and it'll be posted at drhoffman.com by the end of the week. TSH is, when you measure TSH, you're actually not measuring something that the thyroid makes. You're measuring something that the pituitary makes. Okay, so there's complex signaling. First, the hypothalamus sends a signal to the pituitary, and then the pituitary sends a signal to the thyroid to make thyroid hormone. So the theory is, and unfortunately the theory is of limited value when it comes to the end result, which is achieving a proper dosage of thyroid medication for patients, is that TSH is high when you need more thyroid. Okay, remember, TSH is the signal from the pituitary to the thyroid. So let's assume that the pituitary is personified as somebody shouting, "Hey, thyroid, get to work. Work harder." You know, like the coxswain in a rowing event. You know, it's like shouting encouragement to the rowers to row harder. And by analogy, when the rowers slow down, the coxswain will shout louder into his or her megaphone, "Row harder." So the TSH will go up if the thyroid is low. All right, and that's actually one of the ways in which they diagnose thyroid problems, which unfortunately is not that sensitive a way to diagnose thyroid problems, because you don't have to have such an elevated TSH to exhibit all the symptoms of hypothyroidism. But sometimes doctors will withhold thyroid therapy when a patient has all the symptoms of hypothyroidism, but they say, well, the cutoff for TSH, if it's not greater than 3.0, you know, we're not going to give you any medication. Say your TSH is, 2.9, but you're having all the symptoms, you're fatigued, lethargic, you can't lose weight, you're cold all the time, et cetera, et cetera. They won't give you the thyroid because they're going to base it on the TSH, which in my opinion is a mistake because there are circumstances where the TSH is not a good measure of hypothyroidism. Patients who have a lot of stress, patients who are ill for various reasons, patients taking certain medications, may have an erroneously low TSH, but at the same time, their thyroid is on the fritz, and they need some thyroid. All right, let's look at the situation where somebody gets thyroid medication. The guidelines state that, okay, once the doctor determines that you have a low thyroid, they're going to give you Synthroid or they're going to give you levothyroxine. Until such point as your TSH goes down, and they kind of want it down to around 1 or 1.5. All right? And then they think, you're fine. The test is okay. But, doc, I don't feel so good. Well, I'm sorry. You probably don't feel so good due to any number of reasons. And, you know, you're probably just a complainer, you know, like a lot of middle-aged women are. You know, you just, you know, get a life. You're bored. You're not happy with your domestic situation, et cetera, et cetera. Very dismissive sometimes. Explanations of doctors by doctors who say, hey, the tests are fine. How could you possibly not feel well? I've been taught in medical school that this should be it, and that's the end of the story. So the problem is that when I step out of the box when I prescribe thyroid medication, first of all, I prescribe mixed T4, T3 combinations. And these mixed T4, T3 combinations are a little harder to track with TSH. It's not uncommon for my patients to have low TSH, which is thought to be no-no, because it means that, as in the analogy of the rowers are already rowing, you know, too fast. They're going to exhaust themselves, so the coxswain has to shut up and stop encouraging them to row so hard. And then maybe they'll slow down. So the coxswain, again, personifies the TSH. And when there's a low TSH, it means that the coxswain is telling, is remaining silent or telling the rowers to row less hard because the thyroid is already in overdrive. So this is actually a little harder to do when you're using natural thyroid. It's very neat and tidy for conventional endocrinologists. All they have to do is use standard medication. The medication then, you know, regardless of the symptoms the patient is experiencing. And look, let's give the endocrinologist some credit. I mean, I think they do listen to patients to a certain degree. And they will try and aggressively raise the dose, but they won't raise the dose of the thyroid medication beyond the point where the TSH is too suppressed, because then they feel that they run the real risks of overprescribing thyroid. And I'll talk in a few moments about the risks of giving too much thyroid. But you see, here is a problem, is that the current paradigm is not working well for a high percentage of patients. And I'll share with you some of the things that I do in my practice when we return to part two. So stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.